It's Thursday, April 30th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. What Microsoft's earnings mean for providers, big tech's trust problem, AI cameras in the new workplace, and Dreamforce, how virtual. This is the Business of Tech. Updating on earnings season, Microsoft's data is out, and Azure was up 59%. Their intelligent cloud business was up 27%. Other useful insights? Teams use is up significantly, now with 75 million daily active users. Some staggering numbers. 200 million meeting participants in a single day this month, generating more than 4.1 billion meeting minutes. Also within the reporting, Chief Financial Officer Amy Hood noted the SMB market as being particularly impacted by COVID-19, calling out the slowdown across the board, but highlighting that market. So why do we care? That's a lot of meetings. More importantly, two things to watch. Microsoft is coming on strong with Azure. Those numbers are closing the gap on Google, which we discussed yesterday, and should be more in reinforcement of cloud technologies as the norm. Second, Microsoft has a very good vantage point on the technology market, and specifically citing market problems in the SMB should really be highlighted. One more data point in a very large collection that reinforces what I've been saying. It's tough out there. Balance your approach with cash conservative based plans. Google and Apple have released their APIs for use by healthcare organizations to developers, but per polling reported in the Washington Post, nearly 3 in 5 Americans say they are unwilling or unable to use the system. Some insights. 1 in 6 Americans do not have smartphones, with the rate of ownership lower among seniors. The willingness does break down across party lines, with Democrats more willing than Republicans to use the technology. And some of this is tech's own making. 57% of smartphone users have trust in public health agencies, but only 43% trust tech companies, even lower than health insurance companies. So why do we care? Here is where tech's poor track record of trust comes back to bite. Before things shut down, I'd worked on a presentation about how big tech was damaging the market with its cavalier approach to privacy, and here you see the lasting damage of that. When we need to be trusted in a crisis, we aren't. Remember that as you discuss technology with customers. There still is a trust problem, and that's not going to go away instantly. There is opportunity here. Local trust matters, and you can offset this with your own approach. And transparency to your customers as much as possible. Information helps. Reuters is reporting on the use of AI cameras to track social distancing and compliance with health guidelines, such as wearing masks. Construction sites and factory and manufacturing facilities are highlighted in the profile. Link in the show notes. So why do we care? Starting to see the discussions and articles about what changes will happen in the workplace going forward, and in that is what I think the opportunity will be for providers who are able to execute. To execute, first is ensuring your business foundations, but I've covered a lot of that already. Beyond that, look to how you will introduce a new level of safety into the workplace, however that might look, leveraging technology. Finally today, one more dead event. Dreamforce is converting to a virtual event this year, and Salesforce is reimagining all of its events scheduled for 2020 as virtual. Why do we care? It's notable to add Salesforce to the list of those not holding physical events. This is likely to be a longer editorial piece to come, so stay tuned. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, today's episode brought to you by the SMB Online Conference. Act fast and save now on the SMB Online Conference. Conference hasn't gone digital, it was born digital. Join great opinion leaders including Jay McBain, Carl Palchuk, and yours truly on May 19th and 20th. Early bird pricing ends Friday, May 1st. Details at smbonlineconference.com. Looking forward to that. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.